From the director with Father Brian Vale. A chance meeting over a meal. It's interesting what can eventuate from a meal one shares with strangers. Sharing food and drink together can lead to life-changing moments. This month, on June 29, 2018, the Missionary Society of St. Columban celebrates exactly 100 years since its canonical foundation, and it all started with a chance meeting over a meal. In January 1912, 106 years ago, a Canadian priest, Father John Fraser, sat down for a meal in a Brooklyn, New York presbytery with the local priests, including an Irish curate, Father Edward Galvin. Father Galvin had planned to be out for that day, but after being called away to administer the sacrament of the sick, he returned to the presbytery a little late for lunch to find the Canadian visitor talking avidly about his work in China and its dire need for priests. And by the end of that meal, Father Galvin had volunteered to join Father Fraser, and 2 months later, the two of them arrived in Shanghai on the way to Hangzhou, China. These days, he would have had to first attend at least a 9-month orientation course. Over the next 4 years in China, Father Galvin toiled in this new cross-cultural situation with a very new language to share the good news, administer sacraments, and help the poor, but seeing the increasing numbers of catechumens was meanwhile sending home to Ireland hundreds of letters asking for more priests to come and help. On the advice of others and some prayer, he summoned the courage to be the recruiter and returned to his native Ireland. He soon set about networking, as we call it today. He knew he needed another local priest with some talent and authority to be a co-founder if they were to establish a new missionary society for China. They would first need to convince the Irish bishops to back this cause and give their permission to him and a few recruits to preach at masses. They would need to fundraise for the purchase of a building for a seminary. He gave many talks and convinced a talented young professor at the Maynooth Seminary, Father John Blowick, to be the one who would plead their cause with the Irish bishops. By October 1916, they had received the Irish bishops' permission to fundraise and appeal to the generosity and patriotism of a people who were in the midst of a struggle for their own political independence. By early 1918, a small group of priest volunteers, mostly in their 20s, had already opened a seminary in Galway, started publishing the Irish Far East magazine to spread their news, and by April had ordained the first 5 priests from the seminarians who had joined. The previous year, they had received official approval from the Vatican to start a new society of secular priests, the Society of St. Columban, as well as open a new missionary college and start a new vicariate in China. This new band of priests had initially called themselves the Maynooth Mission to China, as they appealed to the ecclesiastical and patriotic fervour of their time, but the great Irish missionary St. Columban was chosen as a favourable patron when it was canonically founded on June 29, 1918, by Dr. O'Day, the Bishop of Galway. It had taken several years from that Brooklyn presbytery meal shared by Father Fraser and Father Galvin for this dream to take shape. But once Galvin had returned to Ireland, the sense of urgency and generosity which Father Fraser had originally instilled in him had inspired many in the Irish Church to also respond. The fledgling society of then started to spread its appeals for funding and recruits toward the Irish diaspora in the USA and Australia, and by 1919 had received a reply from the Archbishop of Melbourne, Dr. Mannix, who had also studied at the Maynooth Seminary. And through Archbishop Mannix's introduction to the Australian and New Zealand bishops, the society was given permission to preach and collect funds in those countries and in January 1920, the first two Irish Columban priests arrived in Melbourne. And later that year, two curates at Melbourne's Northcote Parish, Father Romuald Hayes and Father Luke Mullaney, joined the society. And as they say, the rest is history. From the director, Father Brian Vale.